You last-minute Christmas shoppers only have 2 days left to purchase gifts. I know, kind of unthinkable. Especially if you have any young people on that list, video games may be the way to go. And here to talk about it is an expert on all things digital, Mario Armstrong. He's a regular contributor to NPR and host of The Digital Spin, a weekly radio program about tech issues. Hi there, Mario.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good. We're almost down the home stretch.
Almost there. Yeah. Well, listen, I have to ask you the must-haves, because every year I know in the gaming industry there is a holiday game that everyone wants to have. And please open the curtains and tell us what it is this year.
I'll give you a drum roll. If I...
Thank you.
But yeah, there is always one game that really seems to dominate. And this year we're looking at Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
Go, 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 go. Coming up. One right in front of you.
Woo, except for the music, a little too realistic for me. Intense.
Very realistic. Very intense. And this is a really action-packed, gosh, very immersive type of game that is really cinematic. And the type of game that it is, it's called a first-person shooter game, which takes on the perspective of an individual, and obviously there's a lot of shooting. And it really goes beyond what you would typically think of when you talk about a military game.
Now, there's three main gaming systems, as most people know, the Wii, the PlayStation 3, and the Xbox. Is it safe to say that Xbox and PlayStation 3 systems are for the serious gamers and that Wii is rather more family friendly?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I believe that the Xbox 360 and the Sony PlayStation 3 have decided to really have their battle on the chipset, the hard drive space, and this intense gaming experience which drives these graphics. Whereas the Wii decided, you know, we're going to be maybe more inclusive and try to grab everyone from the grandparents down to the grandchildren, although you can play serious games on the Wii. They have shown that their library has started to extend themselves into areas that maybe people didn't originally think they would get into.
So if you have family stopping by, you have to be careful about what you want everyone, you know, you talked about inclusivity, and it's been around for a while, but one suggestion, maybe the Beatles Rock Band game?
What's interesting about this game, not only does it still play upon getting different people playing different instruments and getting all involved, it really is a great family gathering type of thing, but it's also cool because it kind of takes you through the Beatles' career, so it's really interesting to really play the game in that way.
That, and then also I loved the illustrations that the designers have done to go along with like some of the psychedelic songs like Sgt. Pepper. I mean, that's beautiful.
That's right.
They've animated a lot of that beautifully, beautifully designed. So listen, speaking of fun, I know you have a very curious 7-year-old son at home. And there's a video game out there that was created by an African-American entrepreneur which stresses education and math, and according to the New York City school system, keeps kids entertained. Tell us about this game.
This game is phenomenal. It's called Dimension M, and it's meant to engage students in the instruction of mathematics. Specifically, like pre-algebra and algebra objectives are covered in the game as they are part of missions. So it kind of brings math into this video game element that looks more like Halo for those that are video gamers. It kind of has that Halo feel and that Halo look. And so I worry about kids today and our math scores and math preparation and what that means for innovation and technology and science and going forward. But, you know, you can't go wrong with a video game where kids start to play a game and they forget that they're learning. That to me really shows that signs of a game was developed for entertainment first, but then the byproduct is maybe they even increase their competency or comprehension of math subjects.
Well, here's the number we can all remember. 2 days left, Mario. 2 days left.
Yes, we don't need a video game to do that for us. At least not yet.
Thank you. Mario Armstrong is a regular contributor to NPR, host of The Digital Spin. That's a weekly radio program about tech issues. And he joined us from member station WEAA in Baltimore. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Have a great holiday.
You too.